My eyes was opened in the spirit, and what I saw was 17 angels. They came for special assignment. If you are with me today, online or offline, today is your day. Listen to me now. Jesus, you can be seated. You can be seated. The scripture spoke in the book of Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. You can turn your scriptures to the book of Romans chapter 5. I have about just 15 minutes. I have 15 minutes or so, or less. Romans chapter 5, verse 19. The scripture says, "For as by one man's disobedience, many we are made sinners." The consequence of disobedience goes beyond the person that participated in the act. It goes beyond. You need to know what the scripture means when he looks at you and say that you are a nation. So actually, when we come to our meetings and we say, "Can a nation be born in one day?" The emphasis is not in, maybe you are thinking about Nigeria. No, the emphasis is in a man who is carrying an innumerable company in his womb and in his loins. You see, so the impact of what happens to that man is generational. You are not getting my point. My point is this: something and anything that happens to you, in the minimum, it happens to a family setting. According to the scripture, it says that when you are saved, it will be you and what? Your family. It so happens that when a man disobeys and is not saved, he is leaving his family at danger. The destiny, are you with me? The destiny and the future of a family is in danger when a man that has been set as the watcher, the one that stays at the gate of that family, lacks in his quota of obedience. What it takes for the hand of God to come such that his destiny, according to what that family will execute on the face of the earth, will be manifest. That thing will never happen. It's because of you. That's what I'm saying. In the same way, a man that obeys, in fact, in the immediate, you will not be able to see the impact of your obedience. Satan will try to make you not to see it. He will try to keep your eyes on the mundane, keep your eyes on the circumstances, keep your eyes on the trials, the tribulation, the hard times. Keep your eyes on the lack of money in your pocket. That's what he's trying to distract you. Keep your eyes on the things that people pursue. The lust of the eyes, the pride of life. It will seem as if you don't have it, you die. He will mount pressure on you so that you will do something. But it is not, when you do it, are you with me? It's not about you. It's a generation that their destiny is locked out of manifestation because you disobeyed. One man's obedience is such that he has power to be transgenerational. And that is what God looks from you. See, I'm not talking about men of God. Listen to me now. There is a man called Damos Karen. He came from Poland. His parents came from Poland. He was in a vision, and God showed him. It was there that God revealed to him what we now call Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship. He became a billionaire as a dairy farmer. In simple obedience, that man was able to transform the richest of men come to him. Because there is a little book I read some time ago by Evangelist Dag Howard Mills. He said when he got born again, he went to preach to his father, and his father is a very rich man. His father didn't listen to his gospel. His father said, "When you become like me, come and preach." That was when God began to teach him the gospel of a man ministering to his kind. That was the revelation that Amos Shakarin got. I'm a billionaire. If I call a billionaire to a table, to a fellowship, he will come. He will come because he needs to know how I became successful. One man's obedience
can bring billionaires to a table. You don't know what God is yet doing in your life. It doesn't look like it. That's what I'm saying. The impact of your obedience and disobedience is transgenerational. You see, an obedience and disobedience in our context, in our walk in life, is cumulative in dimension. Anytime a man obeys God and sticks to the command of God, there is an increase in rank. There is no way you will remain in the same place. When you see a man rising, it's not about the activities. It's about when he believed God against all odds, he stuck to the obedience. That was the testimony they gave about Abraham. The scripture said that he believed God, even Sarah. He said he had hope against hope. What type of men are they? The scripture gave a testimony about them in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. He said that these women, they received their dead back to life. It so happens that the thing happening around them did not deter them. It did not affect their conviction, because where they were forged was the crucibles of God. The bodies in their heart was not tainted by anything that is mundane. I am hungry, just touch their body. They were consistent in their obedience, consistent in their faith. And God looked upon that man called Abraham. He said, in you will the nations of the earth be blessed. The consequence of obedience is that nations will be blessed on your account. You don't know the impact of what God is doing. And when a man disobeys, you are denying a generation from benefiting from what God intended to manifest through your life. I bring a news to you today that you will come to a place where you realize that the utmost thing is to find yourself in the place where obedience is the most important thing in your life. The cumulative effect of your obedience can never be quantified. You see, when Jesus was passing through all those things, someone will be looking at him and be pitying him. The people that were in the cross, they beat him and say, if you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God. But the man that is obedient doesn't have any point to prove. No matter what men say, no matter what they say, no matter how they describe it, paint it, look as if you are not progressing, that's their own point. You have only one master, the one in heaven. And all your duty is to live his instructions. Are you with me? Once you leave his instruction, leave it to him. The impact of your obedience, you don't even know it yet. Sometimes God hides the impact of your obedience from you so that you will remain humble, because the impact of one man's obedience, and even rather a man's disobedience, just like Adam, we are still suffering the impact of his obedience. When he disobeyed, he looked very little, but the impact, we still feel it today. How much can we feel by the impact of your obedience? It can look little. It can just be just keeping that watch that God gave you. The impact will be transgenerational. Every man that walked with God and have anything with God is a man that is riddled with a life of obedience. In good times, in bad times, when men mock, when men see many things, you stand your ground. And sometimes it will seem as if there is no vision, there is no clear sight. The only thing you have is the conviction that God furnished in your heart. And in those seasons, if you look at your neighbor to encourage you, you will not see it. If you look at your mother, you won't see it. Even if you look at your pastors, you won't see it. Because the thing is that God is meting out to you is something that will make you a colossus in this our generation. Men will look, when they remember you, their faith will be strengthened. It was no more about what you even do to them. You didn't have any contact with them, but the life of obedience that you lived was calcified in the sands of time, and it became a witness to them that desire to walk the path of righteousness. I call you to the place where we live a life of obedience. Mighty men will arise in our midst, and our chronicles will be added to them. That is in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. They said that these men are the men of faith. They counted their life for nothing. I have a burden for my generation that many martyrs will be raised. Men that count their life for nothing. God will yet be glorified in our age, because men will arise and you will be numbered amongst them. This is not a gospel of exegesis. It's a gospel of the burden in the heart of the Father. It's an education that is beyond the cognitive capacity. It's an education of your spirit. Somehow your spirit becomes strong. It was not about the counseling that you received.
is about the administration and the activity of the Holy Ghost inside of your heart. You become strong, and then the things that used to shake you before will no more shake you, according to the testimony of Jesus. He said, for the glory that was set before me. Many things on your path will not matter. Are you with me? They will tell you this one is not happening. You will wonder, how long does that, how, since when is this thing important to me fulfilling my destiny? Nations are waiting for you. And when we start, it doesn't look like it. Every one man testifies to that. It never looks like it. I am a living testimony that God can take the least of the things, the foolish things of the earth, and confound the wisdom of the wise. There is nothing that is admirable about my life. I know some people can look at my life and say there is nothing good. God took me out of the miry clay and began to mold me. Now, we are not there yet, but he has seen as embers and flickers of light have begun to shine forth. I even wonder. Yesterday night, I was crying throughout the night. I said, we have not scratched the paint, and people feel as if we have done anything. We have not done anything. How can you look at me and say that I'm the standard? I'm the model. It's a lie. I know myself. You see, you don't need to define myself to me. The burden I saw in the heart of God and the expectation, the standard, is far removed from what we see. And even the best of us have not scratched what we need. That is why we come and cry that somehow heaven, we split open and effulgence, we come down from heaven. The scripture says, until the Spirit be poured upon us from our heart, the wilderness will continue to be a wilderness. The life that is filled with lies, debauchery, the life that is filled with lack of conviction. You are like Peter. A young lady said, I know you with Jesus. He said, I never knew that man Jesus. But when the Spirit was poured, that same Peter looked upon them and said, the same Jesus whom you crucified is now the Lord and the Christ. You can never overestimate the work of the Holy Ghost. That is why we don't bother how much Satan has battered you. We don't bother how much life has suffered you. We are not interested in the circumstances around your life. All we need to do is to cry to God that the Spirit be poured upon us. If the Holy Ghost comes upon us, if he's working in our life, then there is nothing impossible. He can make a mighty man out of me. He can make a great man out of you. He said, the scripture said that the least amongst us shall be like David, and the one that do a little better shall be like a great nation. I bring you a testimony today. You don't know what your life will become if you begin to obey God. What will happen now is, pay attention, in the next 5 minutes, the glory of God will descend, and the ministry of God, angels, his presence will be stretched forth in your midst. Just pay attention. You don't need to stand from your seat. The hand of God will be very, very strong. And if you are following us online, make sure you are aware you are safe. When you are here, 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 there is no distance in the realm of the Spirit. Dimensions of God. Pene Jesus Cambre Tepanahambre Shakranda Papa Cambre
Shabahambre kota kambrata bahante. Maila kora sasambeleta. Abrena makambe. Aina kuna maila mana Kenya. Aina manani. Oh my God. When you are here, 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 when you are here. The glory of God is descending in this place, and in the next few minutes it will become thicker, it will become stronger, it will become more intense, and then the hand of God will break out in our midst. Hey, 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 hey In a moment of time, do we have to pray and ask God, I am here to take delivery. Deliver is increasing. Jesus, we bet on you,
Yeah.
God said he's pouring out the spirit of revival. Listen to me. Revival is not a teaching, it's a spirit. The scripture spoke about John the Baptist. He said that he will come
in the spirit of Elijah. They have the capacity to turn the heart of the children back to their fathers. It is cry, prepare ye the way of the Lord, prepare ye the church. Now listen to me now. In the next 2 minutes, Abranana kama mona sani, mama mane na kama nado. 7 people. Manate ina makona na, abanani nani atanemo, amananua, amananua, ayate Holy Ghost. Bring them for me. Such as I have, I give to you. Revival is a spirit. Listen to me now. Nobody can teach you that. The spirit has the capacity to educate you on the consecration that it takes for you to bear the ark. Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost. When you are here, 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 online, Jesus is meeting you now. I see 2 people following me online. The fire of God is coming on you now. At the count of 3, 1, 2, 3, take it. When you are here, 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 when you are here. I see 2 ladies. I see the angel of the Lord putting coals of fire on your lips. 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 Coals of fire on fire on fire 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 fire. Of fire falling upon many territories. Listen to me, from wherever you came from wherever you are listening to me, the fire of God will land upon your life and you will take it to your territory. Receive a territorial grace now, an anointing that has the capacity to have effect upon the lives of the people upon the territory. Listen to me. There is such a thing as a territorial grace. Pastor, listen to me. Beyond your congregation, fellowship president, listen to me. Oh.
When you are here, 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 when you are here. Hey, my God, my God, my God, my God. There are activations taking place. Activations. Gift is in the spirit. Gift is in the spirit. Being activated. Oh, 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 oh. From today, we no more live a normal life. Today, the normal life has ended. You will live a life of fire. You will live a life of revival. The cause of God will burn perpetually upon your altar. The scripture says that this is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering because of the fire that burns there all night till the morning. May the fire not go off. Listen to me. I prophesy to you. Every inconsistency in your secret place dies today. In the name of Jesus, receive the grace for consistency. Receive the grace for consistency. Receive the grace. 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 By fire. Angels of the living God, move, move. Hey, move, move. There is no time, there is no space, there is no limitation for angels. They can move through any media, the same impact, the same weight, the same glory. Listen to me, listen to me. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Such as I have, I give to you. Prayer is a spirit. Favor is a spirit. Speed is a spirit. This young man now, every delay in your life, as I speak to you now, is banished in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. If I speak by God, the anointing of God will come upon you. Very strong. Such as I have, I give to you. Lift up your hands. My God. I'll just count to 7. If I say 1, you just say I receive. That's all. That's all. Pay attention. If it's possible, close your eyes. Forget your neighbor. It's coming now. It's coming. 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 One. Such as I have, I give to you. Two. Take it. 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 Three. Take it, take it, take it, take it now. Take it, take it, take it, take it. Take it, take it, take it. Four, four. Take it, it's coming, it's coming. Stronger, 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 stronger. Four, four. It's coming, Holy Ghost. Such as I have, I give to you. Five. Angels move, oh. Move, 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 move. Six. Take it now. 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 Seven. Watch out from my left to my right, from my front to my back. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost. Receive it now, 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 receive it now. It's coming stronger, 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 it's coming stronger. There are four young men that the anointing of the Holy Ghost will implicate. Now, as I speak, Holy Ghost, we are the four young men. In the name of Jesus, by your hand, by your mighty 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 hand. He's still coming, 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 he's still coming. Thank you.
Stronger. Thank you.
Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Right about now will be the next thing on our agenda is cutting of the cake. This is how we are going to do it. After cutting the cake, generally with Papa, Papa is going to cut with the sisters, that's his daughters. Then after the daughters, the sons, his sons. After his sons, Pastor Solomon and also our sir here, and then his biological sisters. Do we get me? So this is how we are going to do it. Please, maybe we are done with the general. Don't go back to your seats. The brothers and every other person, move this way. Then let Pastor Solomon, let them first of all take with him. So the brothers and the sisters, move this way. After that, when they are done, the daughters come. That's every lady here. Come and take a picture with him. After that, you can move to your seat. The brothers then join. Do we get it? Do we get it? All right. Papa, can you please come forward? Stand here, sir. Well, maybe you want to stand here. All right. Like I said, we agreed that every other person will come. Right? All right, let's all come. Should he first take a picture holding it? Okay, Papa, just hold it while you take a picture. Let's make it fast now, everybody. Everybody. Wait. Some persons. Please be careful. Don't shake this stuff. Please don't shake it. Some persons should squat like this. We are not covering the cake, oh. Let's spread. Alright, I said this way. Everybody this way now. Everybody this way. With the children now. The children. Let's make it fast. The children. Okay, so that we can be fast. Where is it? Okay, very fast. Look at her. Alright, Pastor Solomon and the other of our daddy. Where is he? Where is he? Okay, sir. After them, the daughters. This one, they are about to run. Please, be careful, oh. Be careful. Be careful. Some persons. Be careful. Please, please, please. Spread. You can spread. You can spread, please. You can spread. Somebody else should take it. Give to somebody else. Come. Give to somebody else and come. Daniel. Please, let's. So that he can get everybody. Okay, sorry. Okay, the sons. Be careful, be careful, be careful. Be careful. Let's spread now, let's spread, let's spread, let's spread. Let's spread. Let's spread. Spread. Bro, I'm gonna go back small. He go teach everybody. Hello? Okay. Okay, his sisters. His sisters. His sisters. Yes. All right. Daniel. Cannot sit down, just look for a seat and sit down. The food, Brother Douglas, please come. Praise the Lord, bring it down. Praise the Lord, please take a seat. Take a seat. Hallelujah! So we can go fast, just listen to what I have to say. Hello, hello, hello. After now you can discuss. Help me. Help me. Help me, please. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Connected.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Please, we want to be very fast. We are ending now. Praise God. Please, if you know you contributed for the support of Papa's birthday, please can you come forward? Please, very fast. Very fast. If you know you made any contributions whatsoever, the account number that was circulating, you sent money, you have a prayer burden in your heart, please come forward very fast. Papa will just say a few words of prayers. Please. Please, if you know you sent money for this occasion, the account number that was circulating, you made a contribution, you have a prayer burden in your heart, please come forward.
There is nothing that is coming. You like asking for husband or wife.
Ask him. My God will shock you. You will see. You will see. There are few things I'm more sure of than this thing they embarked on. It was born from the Spirit. It is not like the things I engage in, but the Spirit bore witness. And the same Spirit that bore witness to it will go ahead and confirm with signs and wonders following. Ask him, focus, ask him. Ask him, focus, focus. Online, offline, ask him. If you participated, ask him. Jesus' mighty name. Father, I confirm your words. If I touch you, you can go. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over his life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over his life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus Christ. I confirm your words over his life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over his life in the name of Jesus Christ. I confirm your words over his life in the name of Jesus Christ. I confirm your words over his life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over her, over his life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over his life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over his life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over his life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus Christ. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over his life in the name of Jesus Christ. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus. Sister, there is a great light that is shining before you. There is a great light that is shining before you. Father, let this season be activated in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus Christ. I confirm your words over his life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus Christ. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus Christ. I confirm your words over his life in the name of Jesus Christ. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus Christ. I confirm your words over his life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over his life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus Christ. I confirm your words over his life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over his life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over his life in the name of Jesus Christ. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus Christ. I confirm your words over his life in the name of Jesus. Okay. I confirm your words over his life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus Christ. Wait. Confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus Christ. There are three. Listen to me. Are you hearing me? There are three steps I'm seeing before you. You are at the verge of entering the next step, the next stage. I pray for you the wisdom, the courage, the understanding, the grace it takes in the name of Jesus. Father, I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus Christ. I confirm your words over her life in the name of Jesus. And I confirm your words over the life of every single person that participated, that is with us online. In Jesus' mighty name, wherever the people are, from all the ends of the earth, in and outside Nigeria, in and outside Southeast, I pray, O God, that you confirm your words over them to bring to pass every single thing that is your heart's desire. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Okay, so please, if you came with any extra envelope, gift, cake, anything you came with that you want to present to Papa personally, the time is now, please.
I wanna make love again. The love of the Lord is upon you. And no go Zachariah again. The love of Jesus is upon you. I'm not gonna lie again, no, no. The love of the Lord is upon me. Baby, Baba, we are saying that your love is upon me, no. We are overwhelmed. I want, 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 Jesus, because of your love, because of your love, I am choked by your love, intoxicated by your love. I'm overwhelmed by your love. I want love, even I am Jesus. I want love, even I am Jesus. I want love. Love again, love again, love again, love again, because of your love, it's because of your love.